It's time for our Caring and Sharing Holiday Series here on KUMD. Every year, right around this time, we bring you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations making a difference here in the Northland. You'll hear about what they do for the community all year long and how you can help them during the holiday series. Holiday season. That's the word. Our series continues this morning with Mike Waldron. He's the founder and the executive director of 23rd Veteran. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So you got it. I've had you as a guest a couple of times talking about veterans issues recently, and I haven't gotten around to asking you, who is the 23rd Veteran?
That's a good question. We don't widely advertise it because in the veteran community, the number 22 has become quite polarized.
This is my puzzled face. This is my I really don't get out enough face.
Sure. The VA came out with a study a couple years ago showing that the number of veteran suicides had increased to about 22 every day.
Wow.
So when starting this organization, I was looking back at the most severe symptoms of my combat stress when death was a viable option for me. I felt like I nearly became one of the 22. I was almost the 22nd veteran. So the next closest thing was the 23rd veteran.
The 23rd veteran.
So now the 23rd veteran, the definition has evolved to be somebody who made the choice, chose to live, and now is helping other veterans.
One of the things that I've seen, too, it isn't specific just to veterans, but I've seen a lot of people wearing bracelets or jewelry with a semicolon on it with the idea that the sentence could have ended, but they said, no, we're going to add a little bit onto the sentence.
That's really cool. That's significant.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It's like the things you learn on this show, I'm telling you. So tell us about 23rd Veteran and tell us about what you're doing to help our community here in the Twin Ports.
Sure. 23rd Veteran provides a long-term transition for our veterans that are leaving the military and for those that were never properly transitioned. So the military does a really good job of training us how to be successful in combat or successful militants. But then we get about 5 days of passive training on how to be a successful civilian and dropped back into the civilian world, where it's really good to have that military mindset when we're in it, but often that leads to being an unsuccessful civilian. So 23rd Veteran does this in two ways. One, we're educating the community on combat stress, what changes in our brain during traumatic situations, and what the community can do to create a more friendly environment for our veterans, so we're not setting off the common triggers and causing more anxiety than we need to be. And the second thing we're doing is providing a program called 23V Recon, and Recon stands for reconditioning in this instance. And we recondition our brains for a civilian world. We do this actively. We utilize physical fitness to release certain chemicals in our brain that help with this reconditioning process. We utilize positive psychology. We create new, strong, positive memories around our negative triggers. And a huge part of it is the camaraderie and building trust with each other and with civilians of the community, so we feel more comfortable going out to crowded events or restaurants or doing our day-to-day activities.
Mike, do you work exclusively with veterans? There are people that have gone through, and we're starting to get smarter about this as a society. There are people that have gone through situations that have created post-traumatic stress in their life also. Do you work just with veterans, or do you work with anybody who'd be going through something like that?
Our mission is focused on veterans. When we utilize donors' money, it's for veterans, but we don't work specifically with veterans or only with veterans. And the reason is to further these veterans as much as we want to build that camaraderie with civilians. So this 23V Recon program, for instance, we start with a dozen veterans. We go backpacking and rock climbing on the other side of the country for a week to build that camaraderie and trust together. And then we come back and we're working out in the gym together 3 times a week. But then halfway through the program, once we're comfortable with each other and the gym and the trainers, then we bring in civilians. And these civilians might be the ones with post-traumatic stress. And they are required to follow all of the rules of the program and show up just like the veterans are. They become a solid member of the team, and we don't distinguish between the two. And then, of course, with our community education, our educational seminars that we provide, there's a lot of civilians present. And it's really neat to see the reaction, not only from the veterans, but civilians, and realizing, you know, what had changed in their brain during a traumatic situation and why they're going through the things they're going through, and then to empower them to know that they can change their brain back.
You know, when you've talked about this before, it makes perfect sense how some of these brain changes are really quick adaptations. It's not like an evolutionary adaptation. It's a super quick adaptation over a period of days or months or weeks or years. And how it makes perfect sense in context. But when a person comes back and they're sort of out of context in a sense, then they need to make some of these changes. So what do you need from the community? What does 23rd Veteran need from the community in order to help your organization help as many people as possible?
Sure. First off, we're looking for veterans. We have another 23V Recon starting in April. So we're leaving for North Carolina for that backpacking rock climbing I talked about on April 4th. We need veterans signed up by January 7th, at least the initial paperwork. So if you know veterans out there that might be interested in this program, send them to 23rdveteran.org, and there's an application there we can begin the process with.
Okay.
For other supports, we have our largest fundraiser of the year coming up in February. It's February 25th. It's called the Nearly Naked Ruck March. So
This is me just looking at you, like, what's he going to say next? Okay.
So a ruck march in the military, that's where we have our gear and our packs and we're hiking with it.
Okay.
And we're going to do it nearly naked, meaning we're wearing long underwear in Duluth in the winter. February 25th, we are hiking 10 miles on Duluth's Lake Walk, up to 10 miles. There's optional turnarounds.
Okay, I'm writing this down, I'm taking notes, and I'm saying you are trying to help people get over being traumatized by traumatizing them? Are you nuts?
This is a very fun event.
I say this in the kindest, right, most supportive way, Mike. Are you nuts?
Right. Well, there'll be 1,000 nuts people out there.
And so all of these veterans are going to feel compelled to prove that they are veterans, they are tough, and that they can march in February 10 miles in long underwear.
That's right. Not just veterans. This is for civilians, too. This is for everybody. This is how we support the programs
in
the community.
Can I support you by just going, way to go, Mike?
You can.
Thank you.
You can.
I'm really, really relieved right now.
And a very warm way to support is to donate to our packs. So we put weight in our packs, and that weight is 1 pound for every $10 we raise. So when you sign up for the Nearly Naked Ruck March, you get an email how to create the GoFundMe page. And then you raise money on your GoFundMe page. If you raise $500, then you carry 50 pounds with you on the Ruck March. And that represents the weight that you're carrying in our battle against combat stress.
Well, right, this is my baffled face again now. So I want to support you. I want to do everything I can to support you. But I realize that, in essence, the weight of my kindness is going to make it that much harder for you.
It makes it that much more significant for me.
See? The things you learn on this show. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find 23rd Veteran, easy for folks to find the different ways that they can get involved and they can support you. And thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mike Waldron is the founder and the executive director of 23rd Veteran. He joined us this morning as our guest on KUMD's Caring and Sharing, our holiday series.